Hey, Profiteers, you are listening to the podcast version of this interview right now. If you want to watch the video, head over to my channel on YouTube. It's Positive Profit. You'll see this interview with Felicia Donaldson of Barkmore Bakery, but the video doesn't have episode numbers. That's how you know, okay? While you're there, subscribe to my channel and let's talk dog treats all day. If you love talking about your dog treat business with anyone who will listen, stay tuned and get all the tea as I interview Felicia Donaldson of Barkmore Bakery in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I just love hearing other bakers talk about their own dog treat businesses and take a peek on what's on the other side of the fence. If you want to peek over onto the other side of the fence on Felicia's side and find out how she runs her successful dog treat business, now is a great time to reheat that coffee or pop a LaCroix and let's do this thing. Hey, baker, do you want to launch your own dog treat business and make money for your family? Are you discouraged with just giving your dog treats away to friends and family instead of having booming online sales? Do you want to be home more to bake treats and make money selling them online, but you keep telling yourself that you don't know enough healthy dog treat recipes or even have the business or Instagram know-how to make it all happen? Girl, I hear you. In this podcast, you'll find natural dog treat recipes and the secrets to launching your own dog treat business and tips for growing a successful dog treat business. Hi, my name is Kara Brothers, and I learned how to make and sell healthy dog treats that customers want to buy and dogs love. And I started my very own successful dog treat business. Want to know how I did it? Give your dog a treat, grab one for yourself, and let's dig in. Hey, this is Kara with Positive Profit. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode. Today, we are continuing our Meet the Baker series, and we have Felicia Donaldson with us right now. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Kara. Hi, everybody.
You're talking to Dog Treat Baker Facebook land and beyond right now.
Yes, that's awesome. I'm so excited. I love the group. It's amazing.
Yeah, we do have a very cool group. I love that we have all levels of experience with baking, with their business, with the whole thing, life experience, you name it. We've got everyone in there. So
yeah,
it's fantastic. So I know a lot of people will be interested in the series that I'm doing, the Meet the Baker series, because everyone is kind of sharing their origin story, how they got interested in this whole thing. How did it all come about? Like, what's your experience like? Because a lot of people are in the stages of developing their own business, and it's so vital to hear from other people who are actually doing it. And it's one thing to post in a Facebook group and get an answer or read someone else's post, but it's totally different when you hear them talk and you can have more of a conversation and just get more details. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, thank you. I really, like I said, I appreciate the invite. I know I saw where you were going to be putting it out and I'm like, wow, that's great. And then when you messaged me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so honored. Oh my gosh, that's so great. I can't wait.
Well, without further ado, tell us a little bit about the name of your business and how did you get started in the world of dog treats?
Well, I actually started with cooking for my dogs and I started that probably about 9 years ago. And then I just started doing treats for them. And then as time progressed and went on, I was like, you know what? I want to do more and share this. So I created Barkmore Bakery. And the name is from, because I'm in Colorado Springs, we have the Broadmoor Hotel. So I was like, okay, we'll call it the Barkmore. So that's kind of how I got the name. I started in 2018. And it was really slow, of course, because, you know, COVID hit and all that other stuff. And so kind of been slow to take off. But last year, I had a lot of people contacting me for, you know, pop-up shows and events and things. And I went to all the ones that I was invited to. And it was great because I was able to get us out there and say, hey, this is what I like to do. And these are treats. And we just kind of went from there and, you know, word of mouth. And I had several other people order big bulk orders of treats. A friend of mine here that has a dog walking business, she sent me a huge order. Last Christmas I had, it was one of the biggest ones I had. It was like 500 cookies.
And oh my gosh.
Yeah. So my husband and I are like packing and you know, putting all the cookies together at night. And, you know, it took a long time because my second business. So, but that's kind of how I guess.
Yes. Got a second business. So what is your first business?
My first business is a dog grooming business. So, and I've had that for 15 years. So I'm kind of like doing it all, I guess.
Well, what a now complimentary business to, you know, to complement your dog grooming business.
I typically keep my grooming separate from the bakery business, but I have networked with a lot of other dog businesses for dog training and a couple other businesses, like I said, dog walking businesses, and mm-hmm. all kind of network together and share each other on social platforms where, you know, if somebody's looking for a baker or a dog walker or a dog trainer, you know, we kind of are networking together to share each other to get our names out there.
That's such a good idea. Wow, yeah, that's a really awesome pool of resources right there, all to benefit the dog parents and the dogs themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And all of our treats are, you know, human grade ingredients, and I don't put anything in there. And I think a lot of pet parents are kind of moving towards that, because, you know, they really are being aware of what is in their dog treats and dog food. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I started doing it for my dogs, because, you know, I get so attached to them. And then when I lose them, you know, it's like I want something that's healthier for them, a better option. So,
yep. And I think as our society moves towards being more health conscious in general, people want to pass those values that they have for themselves and their eating beliefs and all of that onto their dog, just for the reasons you said. We want our fur babies to live forever.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, probably.
I know. Well, thank you for sharing your story with me, and then kind of where you started and where you're at now. Tell me about the kinds of things that you bake. Do you have a couple things? Do you have a big variety?
Well, I have a lot of different options for people to choose from, because I feel like, you know, they want variety. So I have cakes that I do. I do a lot of custom cakes. That seems to be the big thing. They had one of our companies here in town, a big business, was doing it, and then they got bought out by another company, so they stopped making the cakes. So when people were looking for somebody, well, then that was kind of a way for me to say, hey, you know, here you go. We have this option. There are still some out there, I think, that are a little leery about it because they don't really know, you know, you're a baker that does it out of your home. And so sometimes people get it or like, ooh, I don't know, you know, it's not from an actual big place. Mm-hmm. So I let everybody know I have dedicated appliances. I have a dedicated space in my house that I do it in. So it's just the treats that are going on in that particular space. So, not good. But I do my cakes a lot. A lot of my cakes are really popular. So, I have those. I have cookies. And then several of the recipes that I have, I've kind of conformed into making different patterns with that particular recipe. So, mm-hmm. I have waffles and cupcakes and, you know, different things like that, too. So, there's a little bit of a variety.
You know, what I'm hearing more and more is that people who don't offer cakes tell me that when they started off to offer cakes, they noticed such a demand for cakes. That mm-hmm. seems to be a common thread, is once they started offering them, it's like, this is my best seller now, you know?
Yeah.
And cakes are pretty labor intensive. And certainly if they're custom, there's a lot more that goes into a cake than it does maybe a simple biscuit, of course. But yeah, sure. The cakes are really taking off. And as more and more people recognize and celebrate their dog's birthday, which is like, it never was a thing when I was growing up. I don't know why. It just, you know, my family didn't celebrate our dog's birthday. But, you know, as I go through life, I find that even now, like, man, it's like super popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that too. It has grown a lot more than what it was prior years. But yeah, that's probably my main seller that I do is that. So
that's so cool.
I've kind of taken that and kind of put together a few things that are new for me this year, where I do Bark Day boxes, which will have like 2 cupcakes, a couple of cookies, and then a birthday bandana in that package. So that way it's kind of like a box deal and they're getting more bang for their buck, you know.
Absolutely. So you offer the cake as part of the Bark Day box, or you offer it all together in one package?
All together in one package.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
There'll be two cupcakes and then 3 cookies and then a bandana. And then I have a couple of other ones where I'll do like little bundt cakes instead if they'd rather have that than the cupcake. And then I just put it all together in a little box for them. So
how cute. I've closed my business down now so I can focus on my YouTube and my podcast. And so I don't do dog treats anymore. That's like a real recent thing for me.
Wow.
Still going through withdrawals because like I was so busy with just the dog treat business. There wouldn't have been time for this. And I couldn't have done what I'm doing now unless I had that business. Party favors, kind of like your Bark Day box, but individual party favors seem to be real popular. I had a lady place an order for a party for her dog and she got a cake, right? But she got 75 party favors. And these are the missed cookie packaging, wow. You know, cookie boards. I think I had like 5 cookies on each, you know, decorated and tied with a bow. And that was a big order for party favors. Yeah. And another lady ordered a pinata. So we did, we did individual wrapped cookies and then we did. Oh, sorry. The cookies weren't wrapped. Oh, that's right. They weren't decorated, but they weren't wrapped. And then we did all kinds of balls and toys. And oh, she sent me pictures. It was, it looked so much fun.
That's nice. Yeah, I've had quite a few customers. I always, with every order that I do too, is I'll include a candle, you know, just a little small birthday candle. And then I get the little birthday picks that say happy birthday, or they'll have like a little unicorn or whatever that theme is with their party. So that way that's kind of, and I was including birthday hats, you know, the little hats for them to put on too.
Yeah. So,
but I find that that's kind of a little bit better too, because then they don't have to go, you know, 10 million other places to plan their party. They can just get it all at one place. So
exactly. They're like you and me. If they can one-stop shop and cross it off their list, they'll just go. They need to. They have other things to do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I agree. How do people find your treats? Do you have a website or social media, or do they order just if you're at a market?
I do. I'm on Facebook. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Threads now. And we actually have, you know, a lot of other, I have the website, of course. And then I have started a new ordering type through Etsy, which is really nice because then
through where? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
It's Bakesy.
Oh, right. Okay. It's the app, right?
Yeah. And then I can send that to them and then they can go on there and look at everything that I have to offer and then place the order with what they want. And then it sends it to me. Then I can either approve it or say, okay, well, we can't do this date, but we can do this day.
Mm-hmm.
And then accept it from there. But it's worked out really well. I was kind of afraid to start that because I'm such a control freak. And so I want to make sure I'm so detail oriented with everything that I don't miss anything. But
right.
That has been a real helpful tool to have because then they can just go pick from there what they want to get.
So with Bakesy, you know, I set it up, but then I ultimately didn't use it. Yeah. So I'm curious, when they place an order through Bakesy and they're picking a date, is that for pickup or delivery or something? Is that where the date comes in?
Yeah. It's usually for like, so I need my cake by this Saturday at mm-hmm. this time. And then, you know, they have the calendar. Now, the way you set it up is if you have like a block off date between a week that they have to order in advance, well, then they can't order. They have to contact me. And then I say, okay, like I actually had one this morning. Her dog is going to be visiting her 75th park this weekend.
Oh, and my gosh.
We're actually making her a number cake, a number 75.
Mm-hmm.
Will be decorated for her. So,
oh, that sounds fun. Some custom orders you get are really special and they stand out. Yeah. That sounds like one of them.
Yeah.
And then with Bakesy, how do they pay? Do you just send them some kind of payment vehicle, or how does that work?
I actually have
vehicle. What am I saying?
I have it through Venmo or Cash App right now.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then I have everything is on my Linktree account. So they can actually just go on there and click on the link for the Venmo or for the Cash App, or if they want to bring cash or check when they pick up, I accept that too. So
very cool. Sorry, last question about Bakesy, because I'm just like, I'm inquisitive as right. a human. But is there when they're paying from the Bakesy order, right? So they go maybe into your Linktree and they're paying. Is there something mm-hmm. where they can or you can associate what they ordered with like an order number or something with the payment so you can match them up?
It actually does come with that on the Bakesy link. So once that you set all of your prices in there for whatever you, you know, you have cakes or cupcakes or cookies, and then they go in and pick it. And then once they tell me, okay, this is what I want, I go in and put the total in. And then it gives you an option where you can accept a deposit, or you could just pay for the order right then, or you can pay a pickup. So it just kind of gets it where it's on a calendar for me, which is nice because yeah. I'm on my phone and I can see it. Oh, okay. I have these orders going out. I still have my paper backup because you never know.
I know. And I live by my calendar too. Oh my goodness. Well, thanks for the information about how you take orders and about Bakesy. Yeah. There are a lot of people starting out that don't know about Bakesy, that don't know it's a thing.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a real convenient tool for people to use. Just for those reasons. And is there a monthly fee with that?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's $10 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you have like more, I think there might be a higher tier that you can do, but that's what I got and that's worked for me so far. So
awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. So where do you find the most of your sales come from?
Probably word of mouth.
Oh.
Because I always tell people too, you know, when they get a cake from me, I always tell them, please share the pictures with me.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I can post them to all of our social media accounts. I can create videos with whatever they send me. And, you know, that kind of gets it out there too, because, you know, you're further reaching than you actually thought you were. You know, I have sometimes my website gets hits from, I actually had one from Kenya, Africa the other day.
Wow.
Like, wow, that's awesome. You know, I never realized that, you know, you're on the world wide web. So people are going to see you, you know?
God, it was at some point called the world wide web.
Yes.
It's funny. Oh my gosh. Feels like yesterday or like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And then TikToks. Do you make TikToks? Like, are they behind the scenes? Or are they just mainly viewer generated, like people sending you pictures or videos, or do you like, I'm going to make a TikTok? I mean, how does that work for you?
Well, generally what I do, I have thus far is just the pictures. And so I'll put them together. Or if they send me a little video clip, I can add part of that video clip to it too. And that's kind of basically how I've been doing it. And I thought about doing some where like, hey, we're going to be baking this today, but I get so flustered and I can't get it figured out that I'm just like, well, maybe someday. I just haven't done it yet.
You're not the first person to mention TikTok and that, you know, Instagram or something is their comfort zone. But when it comes to TikTok, they know it's out there. They know they want to be on it, but they don't really know all the ins and outs.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of how I am with Instagram, too. I found out that if you share from Instagram, it can go directly to your Facebook. And yes. So, which I forget sometimes. And so I post to Facebook and they go, oh, I have to go to Instagram and post it. And then Instagram double posts it on my Facebook.
I know. Oh my God, girl. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm currently in a situation where I'm not sure if I resolved it or not, because sometimes I play around with settings and then something magically works. I'm like, I don't know what I did. You know, I'm really not sure, but it will post. It'll go to my personal account. And then another business account. I'm like, I don't know where those settings are. I'm still figuring it out too. So that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, it is so crazy. All of the hats you have to wear as a dog treat baker in your business. Really. I mean, you've got to know, well, I mean, you don't have to, but we're talking about it, you know, things like Bakesy, ordering apps, Instagram, TikTok, events, just managing the baking in your own house. Where are you keeping all those treats? Do you have the room for all that stuff? It's just amazing everything you have to do and think about and coordinate. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. I've told my family a few times, you know, well, we had a problem in packaging today.
I love it.
The boxes didn't come in well. And then I had to deal with the invoicing and the,
I know. Fire the shipping manager. You know.
Yeah, that's right. I know. That scheduler, I tell you, she just looks. So much.
Well, speaking of that, do you have your family help you, or are you really just, is it just you?
Well, you know, when I started this, my youngest daughter she was looking for extra income, and her and I were talking about it, and I'm like, you know what? let's just do this. Let's get it started, you know? And so, of course, it was really slow going to start with. Well, now she was in college and, you know, life takes over. And she's always like, Mom, I can help you. If you need my help, just holler, you know? And I'm like, okay. And so I'm kind of like a one man thing because I'm so have to have things a certain way. So that's been something I've been working on, trying to let go of that and let other people help.
So tough. Good for you.
Yeah. So, but my husband has helped, you know, packaging and stuff. Like I said, we have that big order. And of course, you know, I get on to him, hey, you got to tie that this way and you got to do this. And he's like, do you want me to help you? I'm like, yes, you're right. I'll let you do that part.
Yeah. We had an order for 17 6-inch bones, 17 iced 6-inch bones with just a plain white icing because we were hosting a decorating booth and it was no small feat for 1700 of these 6-inch ice bones. I mean, my family learned things that they're like, I never really wanted to be dipping these bones, but here I am doing it to help you. Okay, yeah. That was my child, but
yeah. Yeah, I tried the cookie decorating part and I just have not made it that far. I give props to everybody that can do those because they're beautiful and I love seeing them, but I just, for some reason, that is just my where I just cannot get that to look right.
Decorating is its own animal. And some people, that's their jam. Like they're like, I offer one flavor, but for that one flavor, that's my thing. I'm going to decorate them all. And then some people, you know, they offer a lot of flavors without so much of the decoration. Viewers who are watching these episodes will have heard me say, that's why I think that there is room for everyone in this dog treat decorating world, because there's really room for everybody because there's not a cookie cutter approach, pardon the pun, and different things work for different people. And just as we are consumers as well, we all like different things. So it's great that there's so much to choose from. And comparison really is the thief of joy. We can't help but compare ourselves to, you know, to other people and what they're doing. And wouldn't it be nice if I could, and they have that, and maybe I should get that. But, you know, we just have to stay true to who we are because we have our own spin on things that's different in some way than somebody else. And that's what makes it cool and unique. So do you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that episode that you put with the silicone molds.
Yeah.
I have so many. I have a ton. You know, some of them I don't use, but the donut ones, I love, love, love those. They are my favorite. And the butts. And, you know, if I see a new pan, I'm like, ooh, I got to get that. I have to try it. I have probably a little too many of those, but you never know when they're going to come in handy.
No, I know. And when I first started out my dog treat business, I didn't know what I didn't know. I mean, I took a course, I got recipes, and I got, you know, my beginner cookie cutters, right? And then I thought, okay, I'm going to blow past this immediately because I already know some of the things I want to do. And my creative juices just got going. Yeah. And I wanted to make everything, experiment with everything, buy all the things, you know. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, when you start making different things, like whether you start doing cakes or cookies or big donuts or little donuts or brownies or cannoli, whatever you name it, you're like, okay, but now I need different packaging also for this thing. I need different labels for this thing. Yeah. And you start to amass this big collection of, for me, it was packaging for sure. And cookie cutters, obviously, but you know, and then it starts taking over your, you know, life.
It does. I have tried to, I think I've changed my business card probably two or three times because I'm like, now I need to add this. Now I need to add that, you know, as things change. Then you can, you know, I change my card, which I'm notorious for that. I like to have it different. Not one of those stick to the same kind of thing, I guess.
No, me neither. Yeah, I'm constantly changing. And as a result, so is everything really around me as I want things a certain way. And that's just how I want them, I guess. Let's see. What is your biggest seller, if you had to say your best seller?
My best seller is probably my 4-inch cake.
Oh, 4-inch, yes.
Yes, yeah, those are real popular, you know, and I always tell people, I put like an insert in with everything that I send with everybody that's kind of like what to do with the cake, how to store it, how long it's good for. All of our recipes have guaranteed analysis. And, you know, as you know, that gets expensive. But, you know, it's required. And a lot of treat bakers don't know that that's required, because when I started, I didn't realize it was either. No, I've got all that done. I'm registered with the state. But the 4-inch cakes are probably the biggest one. I always tell people, well, how much should I give them? I said, well, you wouldn't eat an entire cake. You could, but you probably shouldn't. So your dog probably shouldn't either.
That's true. Although if it was a 4-inch cake, I might actually consider it.
I remember saying,
our dog's much smaller than you, so.
Exactly. Tummy troubles for eating.
Yes, that's true. Well, how long do your cakes last? So, like, what are your instructions like to your customers?
So typically our cakes last between 5 and 7 days in the refrigerator, because they're all stored in the refrigerator, or you can treat them for up to 3 months.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, you know, if you get a bigger cake, then your dog doesn't eat, you know, eat it all within a week. Cut it up in little slices, and then you can package it in a Ziploc, chuck it in the freezer, and then you can pull out a special treat at any time, you know? The only difference is with the yogurt icing that I use, it has a tendency to crack, you know, after probably 4 or 5 days. So it doesn't look pretty, but it still tastes good.
Your dog will never know. He won't care if it's cracked.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, my dog never do. That's my biggest deal. When I'm making something, I always have a little extra for my dogs to taste, because, you know, they're my taste testers.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. When you set up at markets, do you use a pastry case?
I actually do. I had been to one prior that I didn't, and it was so warm outside that everything was kind of sweating. Mm-hmm. And so even when we were pulling it back and trying to keep it in the shade, it was still kind of getting hot in that condensation.
Yeah.
So I got a bakery case and I brought a cooler with ice with me with the next one that I did. And I would just take them out as they were being purchased and ones up there. And believe it or not, with them being cold and refrigerated already, that bakery case really kept everything cool and looking nice and still cold. And that was in the middle of July when I did that one. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a real hot month. But, you know. Yeah. A lot of times if you start out with them frozen, they'll do pretty well in the bakery case. I mean, they'll naturally thaw as time goes on, but I've even had to, you know, crack my door just to let the air in.
Right. Yeah.
What was the registration process like for you, if you can remember?
Well, it was a little bit difficult with that, trying to get in touch with PACVA, but the lady that I did speak with was so wonderful. I was having trouble in my labels that I had created. And so she said, okay, well, send them to me. She took a look. Okay, well, you need to fix this, this, and this. And so I did that. And then she uploaded them for me. It was amazing. So anytime I have any issues, I just get a hold of her. I shoot her an email. Hey, this is what I'm having trouble with, you know, and then she's like, oh, no worries. Send it to me. We'll get it taken care of. So they've been really great with that. But in the state of Colorado, I believe you have a $75 yearly registration that you pay. And I believe it's $25 for each recipe that you have.
Okay.
And then when I, you know, of course you have to have the analysis done, and I do mine through Midwest. But I'm usually so excited when I do new treats that I overnight them, because I want to get it back.
I know you can.
Yeah.
Wasn't that funny?
Excited.
Yeah.
And I just created another treat yesterday. So that one's going to be going out, but I have this one here. There.
Oh, a poodle. Is that a little poodle?
It is. Yeah. But these are my maple barkies. And so they have maple and cinnamon and they smell really good.
Maple barkies. What a cute name. You know, I just I love the work that we are in, because you have fun, cute dog names that you can name your treats. You have the best customers. If it's a dog-friendly event, you get to pet all the dogs. I mean, I love it. I just love it. It's just a happy job. You know, it's a lot of work, But it's so rewarding. It's amazing. Like, I have done call center work all my life, from an agent to a supervisor to QA to operations manager, you name it, I've done it in a call center. And so switching to Dog Treat Bakery, that was like, it was such a change, but oh my gosh, was I so much happier.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice. I love going to the events, you know, where we have the pop-ups, because the dogs get so excited, you know, and then when they're coming up to get a treat from you, I actually had one, her little dog. He was so cute. He was a little weenie dog. And they had another setup for where they could do toenail trims and things like that. So he is watching her as he's watching me. And of course, as soon as he gets done, he runs right back over to me because he had had some treats. And so I'm just giving them to him. I'm like, here you go. And she goes, he definitely brought that with treats, you know. So she bought a vet box for him. He really liked them. So.
Oh, that's awesome. What has been your biggest struggle with your business, if you'd have to pinpoint something?
Biggest struggle? You know, I never really thought about that. Maybe probably saying yes to everything and last minute orders. I'm like, yep, you betcha, I'll do it. You know, if I'm up all night long, if I'm up till 2 or 3 in the morning, yes, you bet, I'll do it. And it's just, I don't have that no filter yet, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I'm just willing to do it, and I like doing it, and if it brings somebody else happiness, then that's what's important to me. So
that is so cool. Well, what's next for Barkmore Bakery and Boutique? What's on the horizon? What's the next big thing for you?
Well, I don't know. You know, I only did 2 pop-up events last year. And the one event that I did, she said, you were the best thing at our pop-up event. We want you to come again. And she sent me an email, you know, last month, and the event's not till July. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, sure. We'll be there. No problem. Those events, I get really anxious and anxiety. I think I'm a people person. I can talk, no problem. But kind of getting yourself out there and, you know, dealing with the influx of a lot of people sometimes can be a little overwhelming. So I think I might step back from doing those and probably just do like one that I was committed to doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just creating new things and trying to see what the future has in store, I guess.
Well, it sounds exciting. Tell our viewers how they can get a hold of you if they want to see your website or see your treats on Instagram. What are all your social media handles and addresses?
Well, let's see. We're on the Barkmore Bakery and Boutique is on Instagram. And then the website is thebarkmore.com, and Facebook, the Barkmore Bakery and Boutique. They can get a hold of us there and send a message if they want to order. I am only allowed to ship and sell within the state of Colorado, because I don't have any licensing in other states, but I'm willing to ship or deliver, or you can pick up at my place.
Very cool. Well, we will have all the links to your social media in the description. And I want to thank you so much for coming on. It's great to get to know you and know more about your business, and look forward to new things from you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.